Philip, many thanks for joining us. Erin Wanderers, a long trek within the county to Redcastle United, who are in the top tier of the Inishowen Premier League. So it's a little bit of a journey into the unknown.
Yeah, it's probably nice having that, I suppose, because you can't spend a week going through detail or going through the other team's setup or going through who they are. So I suppose it gives you just go for it, really. Cup shackles off, it's on the day really, so it takes the pressure off, I think, and you're not too worried. You don't really know what you're up against until you step out in the pitch.
Now you're in the Saturday League in the First Division. You started the season pretty well, then a little bit maybe inconsistency stepping in, but overall how do you feel things have been going?
It's been a funny season, to be honest. We were kind of flying the start of the year. Maybe underestimated the standard of the league, potentially, or standard of some of the teams, and we hit a bit of a sticky patch, and we haven't really seemed to be able to get out of it. So it's we don't know what to put our finger on, to be honest, in that one. But I suppose the likes of Kildrum, Letterkenny are coming across big teams and physical teams, and we have a lot of very good footballers in our team, but maybe it's the physical side of things that we need to work on, and that we could probably do with the help on the train, get us maybe to where we want to be or higher up the standards at least anyway.
Well, you took over the reins for this season. The club has had back-to-back promotions, so you know, you were out of the league for a few years. So overall, things are on an upward trajectory.
Definitely within the club, and you can see that at the underage especially, that the numbers we're getting, now it's well down, but 10s and 12s and 14s, the numbers are huge, which is great. So there's been a huge effort put in the whole structure of the club. I suppose the hope now is to get stability for senior level and maybe get an under-18s team so that there is that gap bridged from under-16s to seniors, you know, because I mentioned physicality in that there. As a 16-year-old, you're playing against well-conditioned men that have been around the block, you know, for maybe 10 or 15 years at senior level. It's if you go straight from under-16s to seniors, like it's a very big step. But that's our plan, to create a bit of stability, to create a bit of structure, and it's going that way. So I suppose the hardest part of it now is just to maintain that and keep it going and not really worry about the success part of it just yet, and to try to build a proper foundation at maybe 16, 18 and senior level. That's kind of really the club's ambition for the next few years, to be honest.
And tell us a little bit about your squad. Have you good numbers? Is it the proverbial mix of youth and experience?
It's a lot of youth anyway, in terms of we had a couple of stalwarts throughout the years that have packed it in, and then obviously we didn't have the team for, I think it was 7 years there, so we kind of missed out on a few boys that would have meant to other clubs or would have maybe packed it in completely. Especially this year and last year, it is quite young. There's two or three lads, you know, Ryan O'Brien and Carl O'Brien that have been around the block and around for a while. But then, look, I'm 28 and I'm probably one of the older fellas in the team, so it's good. So a lot of really good footballers, yeah. And the numbers started off really well, actually. We were getting huge numbers at the start of the year. But it's tailed off a wee bit. And I suppose it's what happens when you're not winning every week. It's easy to get plays up, you know, when you're winning every week. But no, we stick at it. We definitely have enough to give this weekend a go. So I'd be, we're probably in a similar enough situation than them fellas. But no, we give it a go and see what happens.
And finally, Philip, just in relation to in Donegal League circles, there's been quite a lot of discussion about Saturday football or Sunday football, and in recent years, probably more teams maybe looking at Saturday football. And from an Erin Wanderers point of view, that has always suited you better.
It does. It definitely does. Look, obviously, you want to be playing Sunday football and you want to be putting out a strong team and playing against the best teams every week. But I've mentioned stability and structure a few times, and you know, maybe down the line after a number of years where you build a team and build a core of a team, you can take that leap and go into Sunday and it not be an issue when you do start to lose a few games, that you will have that base and the core there. But the Saturday League's great for for bringing youth players through, bringing underage. Like, we played a Donegal team there, Donegal Town, on Saturday. And they were literally kids. They were 16, 17, 18. Like, and some of the footballers there were fantastic. And you mightn't get that chance if you don't have a Saturday team. Where, you know, they're probably the more knowledgeable and experienced senior players are probably playing Sunday. But they were all fit to be playing 90 minutes every week training on Saturday football. So it's definitely something that I think most clubs should have. It's definitely a must for building a team, building a core, and it's definitely a must for getting young players to play football. And that's what it's all about. Like, if you don't have a young base of players coming through, then the reality is you're not going to sustain, and you're not going to last at that level. And then I suppose if you can manage that for 10 or 12 years or build a proper team, you could probably make that, bridge the gap, and maybe have a Saturday and a Sunday team. But I suppose you have to try and get there first.